Take a ride. Grab your coffee and strap yourself in.
If you listen, I can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
Hey, Brother Joseph. Welcome aboard
tonight.
Yeah,
I just dropped to my office.
Right on time. How you doing tonight, my friend?
Oh, trenches. This is more intense than you could imagine.
Well, as I have said before...
Especially after coming back from Germany.
Oh, yes. The difficulty level has went up. We've had five Omega Man speakers either hospitalized or out sick. One after the next. So, many are saying something has shifted... And again, the difficulty level must have went up.
Yes, sir. I being in deliverance almost 40 years would be next year, and Radic Promised Land Mission for 33 years, and going on the missions for 22 years. I never experienced such a attack pressure. If you would say that I was going through a valley, I truly did. And you know what kind of a valley is that, in the Bible?
Well, it tells me that you've been...
Of the shadow of,
You've been in warfare, and it's been effective. I would be worried if nothing ever happened to me. And so while these trials and tribulations are coming, or this backlash is coming, that means you've done some damage to the enemy over there.
Never, ever close I ever experienced what I experience now, the moment I came back from Germany.
Brother, that's exciting. And there's more damage you're going to be doing to the enemy in the days ahead. Amen?
Well, the Lord started to open the doors, for us, like I've been going all the time, mind you, but the Germany is important. I'm going to UK, and for the first time, I have official invitation to Japan. So I'm going to Okinawa, September 15, something like that. So and when Japan is done, there will be the samurais for the whole Asia, because those guys don't have. I'm just not afraid.
Right.
That's why they drop atomic bomb. Because more people would have died. They estimated, if they were fighting. Because these guys didn't want to. But anyway, that's what the whole thing is about. I labored for 7 years spying, going there 3 times. And finally the door is open. And Germany and Japan, we know they were kind of in the same coalition, just during Second World War. I believe that the Holy Spirit can come through this Brandenburg Gate, Wouldn't be something, the Nazi marches through the Brandenburg Gates were continuous, probably. And I was there, and I declared the coming of the King, the glory of God. I'm not talking about long-range things, but I believe there's a short-range kind of a plan of God to come for a greatest harvest, so. But that's my view, of course.
Amen.
Yeah, and God has to move. I mean, nations like Japan is almost not reached. what do you expect? I mean, there's got to be a harvest. It's coming. The greatest revival. God had local outpouring of the Holy Spirit in issue one in Jerusalem, where, the church started, and then local ones, Wales, Hebrides, Island of Hebrides, in India, here and there, but never was global at the same time. Never. Well, COVID was global. They always seem to have a first hand, to do things. I believe that's what's coming. It's going to be global.
Absolutely.
And then our of Antichrist will come, but we might not be here, brother. So that's what I say. And if the Lord comes tomorrow, fine. I'm ready. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think he's already...
I'm afraid he's not.
I think he's already doing some pre-boarding and been calling some people home. But I think the rest of us that are still here, we got a fight yet.
Yeah, the rest of us are Caleb and Joshua.
Amen.
That's what the Lord told me in a prophecy by a ex-Yakuza mafia, you know, member, Pastor Shindo. He said, he didn't even know English when he prophesied to me in Japanese. He said, I brought you here as Caleb and Joshua to spy the land. That's what he told me.
Absolutely. Oh, there's work to be done. No, no ifs, ands, or buts. And I think that the church at large needs to wake up to the fact that we've been called to fight this battle in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that Satan will make war on the saints. How is he going to make war on saints that are not here?
Yes. You know, brother, it's going to be always the remnant. The remnant, God had only 300 of Gideon. 300 of Gideon was 1% of the initial number, which came 32,000. And God said to him, well, they are not what they say they are. You know, just say this: whoever wants to go home, no sweat, no condemnation, you can go home, and whoever is afraid, 20,000 left instantly.
Wow. And you know what?
And
not much different.
Out of those who stayed, God said, well, we need another selection.
Right on. God will get it done.
Yeah.
The question is, will he get it done with us, or is he going to have to choose somebody else? And I'm saying that to the
people.
Well,
that's the whole thing. You know, Jesus said, if you don't praise me, those stones will. God can raise up the stones, you know. So, yes, God, yeah, if you don't do that, Saul didn't want to kill the Amalek. You know, he didn't want to kill it. You know, and King Agag stayed, you know, and his lineage, and the later on, you know, during Esther, you know, was all planned genocide through Haman, who was in the lineage of Agagite line. And now we have Hamas. I think they have something from that line. But I'm saying, Saul didn't want to do that. We got raised up David. That's it.
Absolutely. Folks, if you're just joining us, we're live with Pastor Joseph Jasinski. My brother, open us in prayer, and the microphone is yours.
Praise the Lord. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for tonight. Father God, a blessing, Father God, to teach, Lord God, on spiritual warfare, Lord God, because the best is before us, and I'm not talking, Father God, the best retirement, Lord God, that's heaven, Father God, but, Lord God, we pray rather that you refire us, because the best battles are before us, and that's exciting, Lord God. Lord God, you spared Caleb and Joshua, Lord God, because they said we are able when the old men of war, Lord God, said we are not, and they stayed, Father, they missed, Father God, their blessing for 40 years, their blessing was delayed till old men of war died out, but not them. Caleb said, Lord, I am still as in my 40s when he was 80. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, preserve the faithful, Lord God, and thank you we can lead the armies of the young, Father God, into the battle, the best battles. Oh, this is, the best battles are before us. As was, Lord God, before Caleb, Joshua, who were 80 years old, standing on the banks of Jordan River, looking across at Jericho, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, we want to see those Jerichos down. Lord God, we experience some anointing, but we want to experience anointing which breaks down every stronghold, breaks every yoke. Bless us, Lord God, tonight. Bless the faithful, Father God. Bless those from Gideon's army who are gathered, Lord God. Don't want to be just, Lord God, bench warmers, visitors in the church, Lord God, cappuccino Christian, but they want to stand, they want to fight, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. The Bible says, Lord God, to execute judgment written upon them, this honor have all his saints, Father God. So we take this honor, Father God, teach us, bless everybody who's listening. Father, take us into your presence, hide us in your presence, the enemy will not know what's going on. Jesus, we welcome you. You are the captain of the armies of the Lord. You showed yourself. You personally called me to the mission of deliverance. Then you showed yourself, oh Lord, I saw you, Lord God, confirming that I'm in deliverance, Lord. It is you who is training the church. It is you who is called the captain of the armies of the Lord. It is you who will come on a white horse with a sword coming from your mouth and slay, Lord God, all your enemies, Lord God. So, but meanwhile, Lord God, on earth is the church is your army, angels in an unseen realm, Lord God, helping us, Lord. So bless us, Holy Spirit, anoint us, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hello.
It's over to you, my brother, starting time you like.
Pardon me?
You can start anytime you like.
Okay, praise the Lord. Yeah, just something, you know, my, yeah, here I am, yes. Well, I would like to, you know, something, you know, improved, you know, but something so important, you know. God needs proactive Christians, you know. You can go to a day, I can tell you that, if you're not prepared, the devil already has a plan. He's planning continually. For us, you know, so either you plan your day or the devil will plan your day, you know. So we have to be proactive Christians. I want to talk about proactive spiritual warfare. I want to talk about the canceling the assignments of the enemy. Lord God, even now we stand in authority of Jesus Christ, Lord God. What an authority over all the power of the enemy. Luke 10:19, Lord God, we cancel every plan the enemy had, Father God, for this broadcast. Father God, we cancel the plans of the enemy had, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, for each one of us here, Father God, for the Church of Jesus Christ, Father God, worldwide, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. You know the enemy, Lord God. You're the best chess player, Lord. You invented chess, Lord God, and Lord God. So, Lord God, bless us, Lord God, that we learn, Lord God, how to cancel the plans of the enemy. Well, praise the Lord. So I decided today to talk, you know, maybe from a fresh angle. Proactive spiritual warfare. Don't go into a day unless you prepare things, which is about canceling the assignments of the enemy, because the devil is planning continually, you know, and our reading scriptures will be from 2 Kings chapter 3. Praise the Lord. So the lesson objectives, you know, I'll talk, you know, about gullible Christians. Point two, discover that the enemy is constantly planning assignments against the church, against every Christian, against every church. No wonder, you know, we have what we have, you know, because the church is just so ignorant of Satan's devices. It's just unbelievable. We need to know that there's a hidden enemy. We need to know that we can know enemies' plans and cancel their assignments. How? Well, we'll find out. You need to know there's more with us. You need to know that the victory is already ours. We fight from a position of victory. We need to fight proactive spiritual warfare, be a proactive Christian, you know, on the offense, not on the defense. Praise the Lord. Just example of proactive ministry, proactive Christian. Carlos Anacondia, he wrote a book, Satan, Listen to Me. You know, some people say, oh, you know, him and his spiritual warfare, well, he's the most successful evangelist, so you better listen to him. And spiritual warfare is part, big part of the success. So he wrote this book, Satan, Listen to Me. When he starts crusades, he says, Satan, listen to me. Right away, there are manifestations in the crowd. But as he's preaching, he's standing on a platform which is 10, 12 feet high. And there are about, you know, 100 intercessors underneath, you know, praying all the time. So we need to preach with power. We need two are better than one, you know, we just need as much as possible, you know, the presence of God. Before he goes to a province to evangelize, he sends his intercessors who pray fast, bind their finally strong men. Then he goes and spoil the enemy, which are the souls of people, because Bible says you cannot come to strong man's house unless you bind a strong man. It's not easy to bind a strong man. You can say, I bind you. So, yeah, strong man, you bind, maybe in a person, some kind of a weakly Christian. You cannot bind a strong man of a province. You have to have, you know, intercessors and fasting and thing. So, and then he goes and spoiled the enemy. As Jesus said, you cannot come to strong man's house for his goods unless you bind the strong man first. That's called strategic planning. You can plan your day like that too. If you are a lukewarm Christian, if you are a cappuccino Christian, you know, you don't have to worry, you know, just the devil already said don't touch him because he might get, you know, serious about God and start to pray again, you know, just, but you know, he's certainly will be going after who are doing something. Certainly those who know about spiritual warfare. Like, well, I tell you my story. You know, when I just started in deliverance, I was a carpenter, framer, framing houses, and I just didn't like to sit in an office. You know, I have engineering background, by the way. I could be sitting in an office. I just discovered carpentry, you know, framing when I came to Canada. So I just, here you go, you know, the framing hammer. I'm on the second floor, standing in front of the second floor, in front of the staircase opening. You know, there's a, you know, and suddenly people are screaming, Joseph, what are you doing? Suddenly my body is bending forward like scissors. I'm going head down, two stories head down, right to the open basement. You know, where it was, you know, just some concrete, whatever things. And luckily for me, somebody in the basement put two sawhorses with a plywood across. So when I woke up after my going head down to the basement, My boss was saying, don't worry, Joseph, the ambulance is coming. Well, nothing happened to me, but the devil tried to kill me. I had only double vision for a whole month. So I went to a guy. His name was Carl Taylor. You know, he was an older guy, but he was quite a guy. He was a surgeon. During Second World War, he worked for Royal Air Force, British Royal Air Force. Later on, you know, for the British intelligence. And then he immigrated to Canada and became a surgeon. And he became a Christian. How he became a Christian? Well, he was from a very atheist family, you know. Jesus just showed up in the doorway of a kitchen and he fell down on his face and it was all over. He was a Christian. But anyway, he got this gift. Whenever, you know, he prayed about something, the Lord would give him a vision. So I went to him. I said, you know, this is strange. I'm just by this opening of this staircase. I'm on the second floor, you know, looking down two stories, and suddenly I don't remember. My body is bending forward and going down. What happened? He said, well, the devil was after you. That's all. But then he saw me, you know, just going, climbing the mountain with the olive branch, you know, which God tends things for good. So the devil was after me. He already knew. You know, somehow they can, you know, kind of sense destiny, whatever. Then another time I'm driving on a fourth road with my friends. Suddenly I feel I'm going crazy. My mind is going crazy. So I only whisper, pray, witchcraft, it's coming. We didn't know those days how to protect ourselves. We were just deliverance zealots, you know. So they started to pray and lift it up. It's so, praise God. That's our first point, the gullible Christians, you know. Some Christians are so foolish. They don't know that we are in a war zone. There's a war going on continually against the Church of Jesus Christ. Assignments. Some Christians are so foolish. They say things, do things without thinking about consequences of their actions. They break the hedge and blame everybody, first God, of course. They open the door to the enemy. They go into the day, a battlefield, unprepared. Well, Bible says, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So many are ignorant of the spirit and the workings of the enemy. They so easily open the doors and fall to the trap of the enemy. I just, you know, after being in deliverance for 40 years, running a deliverance church for 33 years, going on the mission for 22 years, I just realized the discourse of deliverance, actually what they're supposed to do, make Christian aware of the spirit realm. Oh, don't talk about the devil. You're giving glory to the devil. How can I give glory to the devil if I teach people how to destroy the works of the devil? Oh, see, you see a demon under every bush. Is it wrong? I see more than one. You know, and this stupidity. Christians don't have idea about the spirit realm. That's what School of Deliverance 101 is teaching, you know, not mentioning dealing with the enemy, because Jesus said, in my name they shall cast out demons. Well, if you schooled about it, how to do that by your local church, you know, that would be better. The School of Deliverance 101 should be in every church. I realized after 22 years doing, you know, traveling School of Deliverance 101, went to 35 countries, 25 Africans. I realized after coming back from Germany, it's like my eyes were open again. What a blessing we are to the nations. Blessing from God. I'm not patting myself on the back. Blessing from God. And that's what God told me in a vision, prophecy of year 2000. I'll be sending you all over the world to teach my people. To teach them their spirit realm, know the basics. They don't know the basics. So they are ignorant, therefore. Ignorant of the spirit realm and workings of the enemy. You know, Christians are ignorant how the devil works. You know, they think they can do this sin, that sin. Well, Bible says, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. Whoso breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. Bible says that the devil is constantly looking for whom he might devour. Wow. That brings us to second point. There's a hidden enemy. This enemy is invisible. We better learn about the invisible realm. The things which are visible were created by those things which are invisible. Jesus Christ, the Creator, and this invisible realm. The devil operates in the invisible realm. We should know about our enemy. We should know how he works. That's why Paul said, do not be ignorant of Satan's devices. Oh, you're talking too much about the devil. You're giving glory. How can I give glory to the devil, Mr. Christian, if I teach, you know, just people how to destroy the works of the devil? This is crazy. In 1 Peter 5, 8, 9, be sober. That's to Christian. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Who is going? Who is he talking to Christian? Who is going after first? The Christians. The unbelievers already in his camp. Whom resists steadfast in the faith. Christians don't know how to resist. They don't know how to, you know, just resist the devil. Knowing that the same affliction I accomplish in your brethren that are in the world. We are dealing with a hidden enemy. Christian complain and murmur. In the first, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10, neither Apostle Paul says, neither murmur, yeah? As some of them murmured, a word destroyer of the destroyer. Oh, what does that mean? It means, go to the Old Testament. Old Testament and New Testament are one book. The New Testament is a key to the open things. So many things in the Old Testament. Old Testaments are principles how to fight the battles. You know, spiritual battles in the New Testament. So, if you complain, murmur, you open the door to a destroyer who destroyed the fruits of your hands. Christians don't even know, you know, how to recognize the enemy, how to test the spirit. One guy heard a voice telling him, "Let me come in." He did not touch the spirit, and the devil came into him. He was so heavily demonized. You know, I have in 401, I have a School of Deliverance 401, I have a teaching, Snares of Deception. This lady, Barbara, my wife, long time ago, her mother used to beat her into a pulp. She heard a voice, "Let me in and we will never feel the beatings." So she said, "Come in." And she never felt the beatings because she got this demonic resistance. And whenever her mother was, you know, beating her to a pulp, she was just smiling, which was enraging her mother even more. "Who is blind by my servant?" Next point, discovers that the enemy is constantly planning assignment against the saints, against the church, daily, just daily. I know how the enemy was planning the assignments against me continually once this young girl came. You know, and later on, you know, she was not totally delivered. No church knew how to deliver her. She accepted Jesus, but from time to time, the devil would take her back to coven. They put her inside a pentagram, put all the curses on her, like a suicide, you know, just a vest with all the curses on it. And said, "Now go to Promised Land Ministries, you know, and unload it." Exactly. But it could not happen because God, what I missed, God never did miss. Another one, you know, just was also, you know, just using the devil, you know, in a garage not far away from our church, doing all the rituals, sending to us curses, you know, when we are doing deliverance meetings, you know. And once I'm praying for a woman who came out from a generational German Satanism, you know, and then I'm dealing with this demon. Suddenly the demon's looking at the ceiling, back and forth, back and forth. I said, "Well, what are you seeing there?" "Oh, your God is sending more angels here." I said, "Why would he send it?" "Because there is somebody in the garage, you know, doing rituals, sending curses towards you." God protects me. If I'm right, God will protect me. In Sierra Leone, you know, God protected me. You know, a 26-year-old woman was dying in a hospital. She asked for a pastor to come to her. And she said, "I am a witch. I was sent to destroy churches, seduce pastors, Christians." Said, "The witch doctors hate this Promised Land mission from Canada. They come." That was province of Kono, if you ever watched Blood Diamonds. "They come and teach those pastors spiritual warfare." Well, we happen to be right now teaching over there, you know, 201. And, you know, and they try to come against that pastor, Joseph Jasinski, but they could not come because there was a wall of fire around him. I didn't know God put a wall of fire around me. I didn't know you could do that. Zechariah 2:5. I will be around her wall of fire and glory in her midst. You cannot see a wall of fire unless you astral travel, because it's in a spirit realm, you know. So those witch doctors would astral travel, you know, and they would see the wall of fire. Another time, you know, demon spoke to me and said, "I have to come out." I say, "I didn't ask you out." "Well, I have to because your Lord wants me out." I said, "Well, who are you?" "Oh, I just fooled you 5 months ago." I said, "How?" "Oh, I was pretending to be a personality, 5-year-old girl, but it was me." So, you know, if I miss something, Jesus will not miss it because he's my captain. If I miss something, don't have enough protection, God will give it to me because I do what's right, because I try to walk in obedience and holiness. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, the devil is planning all the time. But we can counsel the plans of the enemy. I come to this exciting world. To counsel means to cross, to destroy, to blot out. So let us go to our story. First Kings chapter 6, verse 8. "Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, 'Such and such place shall be my camp.' So there is war going against the states all the time. You know, the enemy doesn't sleep. We Christians maybe, but not the devil. The war started in the Garden of Eden and will finish in the book of Revelation chapter 19 and 20, you know, and 21. So the church is in a constant state of war. Don't relax. Don't relax. You know, if it's peace, fine. Our life is in the trenches. Which means you are battle ready. You live in the trenches. I live in the trenches. Now I know how to answer Christians who say, how are you doing, Pastor Joseph? I always had a problem to answer this question. You know, on one hand, it's great. On another hand, I'm under continual attack. Finally, I was able to balance it by realizing that my life is in the trenches. I shoot, you know, the enemy, you know, attack the enemy. Then I sit down in the trench. I look at the sky. The sky is blue. And if it's summertime, the cascade of flowers are over the edge of the trench. I look at the flowers. I have my cup of tea. Maybe listen to some classical music, you know, relax, you know, just. And then I get up again and shoot. I decided to enjoy life. If I go to Mexico, Dominican Republic, you know, I send religious avengers to bind the main strongmen over the island. Not just, you know, anything, you know, because I know the devil knows where I'm going, but I'm going to pray. So the enemy seeing will not see, hearing will not hear, perceiving will not perceive. And he said, hide me, O Lord, in the secret place of Most High, from the tongues of men, pride of men, all evil and witchcraft. I'm praying and I'm going to go and relax. Ephesians 6:12, we do not wrestle. That's where some Christians are, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Or the devil, you know, just might depart from you sometimes, but he will be constantly planning the schemes, you know. In Luke 14:4-13, the Bible says, after the temptations, the devil lost with Jesus, who defeated him with the word of God. It is written, it is written, it is written. And the Bible says that when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. So sometimes you might have this season, but as Malachi Martin wrote, Malachi Martin was the leading exorcist for the Vatican and wrote the book, The Kiss of His Blood. He knew Christ. He came to know Christ. He was Irish. He wrote a book, Hostage to the Devil, and story of some incredible exorcisms. Some of those guys died because they never were born again. You cannot... Those priests fight demons if you don't have Holy Spirit inside. You cannot just invoke Mary, lift up your cross, and, you know, you have to have Holy Spirit. But in one case, the demons said, if we have to, we go dormant for another five, for next 5 years, but one day we'll get them. This is the devil. Well, he has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. The devil has a plan for you. And the devil knows God has a plan for you. And you callings. He wants to destroy your calling, your destiny. No wonder Jesus said many are called. Few are chosen. Well, God doesn't call many in vain. So many should be chosen. But no, many are called. Only few will stay and do it. Many were called to deliverance. Many. Oh. And they just wiped out. There were many deliverance ministries, big, small. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. John 10:10. The thief comes not but for to steal, kill, destroy. I have come that you might have life and more abundantly. So, as you read from 2 Kings 6:8, King of Syria is planning with his counselors. You know, we planning ambush. We're going to get King of Israel. He will be passing by this place. So he's planning. What they have planners. The headquarters showed to Pastor Lee in a book by Speech Warfare by, I think, I forgot, Hammond. Yeah. Yeah. I know that speech headquarters of a strongman of an element. Why? Because I got the demon from that thing. I got him. After we did Jericho right around Edmonton for 7 days, on the seventh day, seven times. So the devil is planning his headquarters over Strongman, over every city. Next part, we can know enemies' plans and cancel their assignments. So the king of Syria is planning, we're going to wait for the king of Israel, ambush here and there. In 2 Kings 6:9, and the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, there was a man of God. He sent a message to king of Israel, beware, you don't pass by such a place, for the enemy is waiting for you. How did he know? We need a man of God like that, who pray, who knows spiritual warfare, who can get close to God, that can hear from God what the enemy is planning. For our country, for our city, for our church. The devil is planning continually. Oh God, as they are planning, digging a pit, rolling a stone, spreading a net, devising a mischief, sending a consultant, falling to their own devices. That's what we can say. And we pray that's what happens, Lord God, in all this what's going on with President Donald J. Trump. Praise the Lord. So, he's warning, he's a warning to the king of Israel. Man of God is in touch with heaven. We can be in touch with heaven. Why not? We all have Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit witness with our spirit. God wants to speak, but we are deaf. Other things, the noises of this world, interests in this world, are just blocking the still, small voice of God. The man of God received divine instructions concerning the plans of the enemy. He's passing the information to the leaders. What if we have people like that who will be passing the information to the church? Passing the information concerning elections. Passing the information concerning whatever. Of course, the prophet is, you know, that's a prophet. His name is, you know, just Elisha. Why not Elisha? Well, Bible says Elijah, which was the teacher of Elisha, Bible says, Elijah was a man like us. What does it mean? Well, we can be like him. Not in a sense to be a prophet, and sing, but we can have the influence like him. Elijah was a man like us and he prayed. Oh, he prayed. He was a man of prayer. And what happened? Didn't rain for 3.5 years. And he prayed and it rained. Not only did it rain, the fire came down. Not only fire came down, 850 heads of priests of Baal were rolling down, executed. Not only that, he prayed, and the rain came. And the judgment against Israel was postponed for 100 years. 100 years. Can we postpone judgment of the United States or Canada? Yes. Yes, yes. God is looking for the people who want to fight, like Joshua. He was fighting, and the sun was going down. In holy desperation, he shouted, sun and moon, stand still. And sun stood still. God, never happened before or after. Listen to a man. The whole universe had to synchronize with what man of God shouted to God. In Jesus' name. So the man of God received divine instructions, passing to others. You know, we should have a watchman. Watchman, every missy should have a watchman, but without praying. Elijah was man of like us. And Elisha was like Elijah, also praying. Therefore, he always knew what's going on. Bible says there were 200 of Issachar, you know, who knew what to do. Who knew the times? Do people know the times we are in? So much church is so oblivious to these agendas, horrible demonic agendas, you know, going on. Lately, what I learned, this man is suing when he was 2 years old. They changed his gender. Mommy, some crazy spirit of Jezebel, hating men, didn't like the boy was born, so she changed his gender. This is a crime. How horrible. What right you have to do that? You know, it's like this woman in Ghana, you know, wanted girl. So both of the girls' clothes, when the boy was born, you know, she was dressing up in a, you know, girl's clothes. And he opened him up to speak of homosexuality. Or another guy, he was Catholic priest, you know, he contacted me, you know, he had also this tendency because his mommy wanted a girl. So when he was born, she was just curling his hair. I opened him to the spirit of homosexuality. Praise the Lord. You know, God can speak to us. Why does man say God doesn't speak? In a dream, in the vision of the night, when sleep falls upon man, he opens the door, sees his instruction, gives instruction, but he will give only to those who are serious about God. Not so some carnal, worldly, cappuccino Christians. Not to the snowflakes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Going further, 2 Kings 6:10, and the king of Israel sent to the place which the men of God told them and warned them of, and saved himself there, not once, not twice, many times. We need men of God like that. Somebody's got to be close to God. We all got to be close to God. The plans of the enemy were cancelled. Because there was a watchman who warned the king of Israel. King David also had a prophet, God, and Seer Nathan. They would warn him all the time. But here is prophet Elisha warning king of Israel. Every church should have somebody like that. Or we should be close to the Lord and find out about it, keep counseling. I love counseling the plans of the devil. I like praying for the governments. I believe and they want a part. Pat myself on the back, but you know, in the province of Alberta, election was coming. That was last year in May. I just came back from Holland. I just came back from Holland, yeah, from Europe, first Poland and Holland, you know, and there was an election in 1 week, was going to be election. And prophet said, and this is a good guy, who knows that? That's exactly what was going to happen. He said that province of Alberta, from which I am, our provinces are like states, United States, and the provinces in Canada are huge. They can swallow up 2-3 European countries or sometimes 2-3 states. You know, and the leftist Marxists, you know, just opposition with trans agendas. When the leader said, when I become a premier as a woman with a spirit of Jezebel, when I become a premier of Alberta, I will, you know, brought into, take to court all the parents who resist, you know, just the, trying to stop their children from wanting to have another sex. Whoa, I was relieved. I got depressed. There was 1 week left. I said, God, can something be done? Who am I? I am little me. Who am I? But you know about spiritual warfare, Joseph. Who am I, Lord? God, is there a word I can pray? Yes, there is. Ezekiel, I'm looking for a man to stand in the gap between me and the nation. Said, I might not judge the nation. So I stood in the gap. We prayed, you know, I heard the news on Monday, and we prayed on Wednesday, men's prayer meeting, spiritual warfare. We prayed on Friday, it was the whole church deliverance service. We prayed on Sunday. On Monday, there was election. And the righteous one won with a slim majority. But the prophet prophesied, well, of course, prophesied if nothing would be done. But something was done. God found somebody. I hopefully not was just only me. I don't want to give myself credit for this. But we saved this province. And this, we have literally Prime Minister she's, you know, Deborah. She's Esther and Deborah together. Amazing. We can have what we will pray in. We can pray for our city. We can pray for our government. Praise the Lord. So, the man of God saved the king of Israel not once, not twice. We need a watchman on the wall. Praise the Lord. 2 Kings 6:11. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria and the enemy was sore troubled for the thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, who is the traitor? It says, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? In other words, who's the traitor? There's a trouble in the camp of the enemy. They are planning and their plans are canceled all the time. Satan can be frustrated like that, that all his plans are being thwarted. So suspicion sets in the camp of the king of Syria. And it says, verse 12, and one of his servants, servant of the king of Syria, said, none, my lord, there's no traitor. But is this Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel? He tells the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy chambers. Wow. He tells the words, you know, so either he is really, God would bring him in the vision, like the Lord brought Elijah in a vision for the land of Chaldeans, Babylon, right to the Jerusalem. He could bring Elisha right to the chamber. They don't see him, but he sees them and hears everything they are planning. You know, so they said there's somebody who's revealing the plans. His name is, he's the prophet in Israel. Somehow, a king, you know, he has connection with his God. He's causing the problems. Praise the Lord. Amos 3:7 says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servants and the prophets. So, 2 Kings 6:13, a king of Syria said, go and spy where he is, that I may send my army and get him. It was told him he was in Dothan. So the king of Syria said, spy. Is the devil spying? Yes, he's not omnipresent. The Lord asked Satan in heaven. In heaven, yes, he had access to heaven. Demons, people say, you know, that Christians and the Holy Spirit cannot be in the same place, really. And God said to Satan, where were you? Oh, I was going to and fro. He's always giving ambiguous answers, you know, the devil was spying. It says, did you see or consider my servant Job? Did he consider means also study? Oh yes, he said yes. And you know, yes, he said to the Lord. The Lord said, there's no man like him, you know, just, he said, wow, you know, if you put such a hedge around him, just take the hedge, he will curse you to your face. So the devil is planning all the time. He was planning against Job. He's planning against the Church of Jesus Christ. Just as human spies, they have to, God send spies himself. 12 of them, you know. He's using our human faculties to do a spiritual work. You know, we humans have spies. God sent 12 spies, you know. 12 spies went to Jericho too. You know, and the devil has his spies, you know. Praise the Lord. The devil can figure out things, you know. Story of powerful witch from Nigeria who became a Christian, Uzoma. He was on one of those powerful, you know, witch doctors, you know, and one of the most powerful in the world. And from time to time, all those witch doctors, warlocks from around the world would get a notice to show up in the spirit realm of the Himalayas to a conference. You know, and so, you know, they would astral travel, you know, and once they had their conference and suddenly smoke was coming in their conference, you know, just confusing all their conference, you know, destroying their conference. The smoke was the prayers of the saints. So they were able to trace the smoke prayers to continent of Africa. In Africa, they traced the smoke to country of Kenya, in Kenya to the city of Nairobi, capital of Kenya, in Nairobi to a certain suburb, in a certain suburb to a house where there was spiritual warfare. Therefore, if you pray spiritual warfare, ask the Lord for a smoke screen. The enemy will not know what prayers are coming from where, you know, till they hit the enemy between the eyes. Praise the Lord. And in that house were Christians who were doing spiritual warfare. Praise the Lord. Elisha means God is salvation. So God in his mercy is showing Elisha. Elisha is showing to the king of Israel what the enemy is planning. Verse 14. Therefore, the king sent army, horses, chariots, great army. And they went to the city where Elisha was. Whole army is coming for one man. Just one man. Just one man. That's how dangerous you can be. But you know, you have to be, you cannot be expert in spiritual warfare overnight. Bible says, you know, those who came to David from Zebulun, expert in war. You know, it just takes time. And praise the Lord. So they sent whole army for one man. That's how dangerous one man who is close to God is to the enemy. The enemy sends forces against the prophet, lots of them. The enemy can send more demon forces against one man who is in touch with God than to the whole church. The enemy also has a plan to destroy that man of God. But tell me a question. Are they so stupid, those king of Syria? She's sending the army. If God told king of Israel, if God told the prophet, you know, about the plans of the enemy, wouldn't he tell Elisha that the enemy is coming for him? Of course. He already knew it. So he just went to sleep. No problem. Praise the Lord. But the hatred, you know, blinds the devil. Verse 15. And when the servant of the man of God was risen, early and gone forth, behold, host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. The whole army was compassing the city. A servant said, woe unto us! What shall we do? So the city where the prophet stayed is surrounded by the enemy. The enemy can put spiritual siege, suffocate a Christian, a church, suffocate your finances. Bible says in Joshua 6:1, Jericho was steady, shut up because of the children of Israel. None come in, none get out. You can shut down by prayers, strongholds of the enemy. But the enemy can also shut you down. There's a true story in Roman Empire history of a Roman legion which was surrounded by the enemy, probably it was Germany. You know, so the Romans were quickly built a fort, you know, and they were good with it. And they were surrounded by those pagans, you know. Well, they sent another legion who surrounded those who were surrounding the first legion. Well, we can do like that too. You know, and you go and you pray for the cities, you know, you just shut down the headquarters of the strongmen over the city. You know, and Bible said that Jericho was steady, shut up, or my city, Edmonton, was steady, shut up, because of the children of Israel, because of our warfare prayers. None could come in, none could get out. You can shut down the demonic traffic over a city. Praise the Lord. So fear and panic of the servant of Elisha, who is, you know, just panicking. You know, he woke up and, you know, Elijah is still resting. Yeah, he going into panic. Don't give in into panic. Jesus rebuked his disciples many times. Why were you so afraid? The righteous shall be bold like a lion. For Jesus is our righteousness and he is the Lion of Judah. Fear is one of most effective paralyzing agents used by the devil. Remember the spies, 10 spies gave in to a fear. All the giants, they forgot how giant God was. And verse 16, and Elisha answered his servant, fear not, they that be with us are more than they that be with them. That's the truth. 2/3 of the angels stayed faithful to God. 1/3 followed Lucifer. But 2/3 stayed with us. So he says, fear not. That's what, you know, that's what Jesus had to deal with his disciples. In John chapter 20, he came through the wall, and they were all afraid. He said, shalom, you know, peace, peace, peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then, so he tell them, don't worry, there's more with us than with them. And the rest, verse 17, Elijah prayed, so he knew what to do. He probably knew that the enemy was coming. He said, Lord, open his eyes. Can our spiritual eyes be open? I believe they can. I can show you. Can show you in a spiritually you will know, or a more spiritually that you can even see. That the eyes of our understanding, Bible says in Ephesians, may be opened. Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I open his eyes that he might see. And the Lord opened the eyes. And what did the servant see? He saw there was just chariots of fire. I'll be around her, a wall of fire. These are the angels, chariots of fire around her, the city, and chariots of fire protecting Elijah. Praise God. Lord, I pray for everybody listening. Open our spiritual eyes to see, understand, and perceive, Lord God, in Jesus' name, so we can cancel the plans of the enemy. In Jesus' name. You can ask the Lord for every situation. Praise God. That's Ephesians 1:18. Praise God. Amen. Zechariah 2:5. For I, says the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about. That's what it was around Elisha. And will be the glory in the midst of her. Praise the Lord. In Ephesians 1:17-18 says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. God can do that. Enlighten you about lots of things. Not to the enemy, about the love of God, about whatever. Victory is other. It's ours. Elijah not only knows that the enemy is coming, you know, when they came, Elijah prayed unto the Lord, says, smite them, O Lord. I prayed you with blindness. So they got kind of a blindness. I believe they got kind of a blindness that they probably didn't know where they were, you know, but they were blind, and maybe they were really blind, you know. And he smote them, and God smote them with blindness. So that's a tactic. We can lose blindness upon the enemy, seeing they will not see, hearing they will not hear, and perceiving they will not perceive. You can pray that every day before you go into a day, because every day the devil is waiting on you. This is 100% revelation. That's, you don't need a revelation. It's obvious. The devil is waiting for every gullible Christians all the time. And then he, you know, so they brought it to Samaria, the army. The king of Israel wanted to destroy them. He said, no, just give them food and water and let them go. Praise the Lord. We can lose spiritual blindness upon the enemy. Ineffectiveness, slumber, fatigue, weariness, chaos, havoc, pandemonium, wrath of God, spirit fell upon me the nights. We can lose. Judgment written upon them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, coming to the end, stay in the plan of God. You have to live proactive warfare. You order your day, if not, the devil will order your day. You read the word, you pray, use your authority. Start the day with the word of God. At the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. You don't have a meeting with the Bible, you have the meeting with the word of God, Jesus Christ. Use your authority, bind and loose in Jesus' name. I cancel every plan enemy for this day, head for this day. I loose angels, root out, pull down, destroy, sort down every plan of the enemy. Destroy, deplex, send back anything which came, coming, would come toward me, of a witchcraft, whatever. I am under the blood, wall of fire, Zechariah 2:5. In Jesus' name. So, hallelujah. remember Elisha. Remember the story, man. You know, don't go into a day, but spend time with the Lord first of all, and then start to bind and loose, cancel the plans of the enemy. When I was a contractor and already in deliverance, I would not go to, before I went to my job, I was already binding and loosing, even driving. You know, when I came to my job, I would break the curses because the plumber was cursing, probably, electrician, of course, the framers were cursing, everybody curses. Break the curses because curses open the portals to the demonic realm, and then I will have accidents. You know, so I, and don't leave home without it, which means the blood of Jesus and spiritual warfare. You know, you plan your day, you cancel the plans of the enemy. You know, already he made for the whole day. You cancel the plans of the enemy, you lose angels to root out, pull down, destroy, thrown down. In Jesus' name, don't leave home without it, without spiritual warfare preparation. Daily. Daily. You know, Lord God, I help everybody to be proactive Christians. Help them to be prepared for a day. Every day is a battle we win or lose. Give us, according to Matthew 11:12, holy aggression to fight the enemy, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we bless you, Lord. We seal this word in hearts of everybody. In Jesus' name, Amen. Praise God. I'm done.
Amen. Great word today. Let's see here. Did we put a title on this? What would you like to call it for the archive?
The title is Proactive Spiritual Warfare. And you can put the subtitle, Canceling the Assignments of the Enemy.
Excellent.
Whatever.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We'll have this up in the archive in a bit. Brother Joseph, how can a person tuning in learn more about deliverance ministry and get some training?
Well, praise God. Yeah. You know what we do is the first school is 101. I mean, books were written probably on every topic, but the way we did that, you see, I didn't plan to write a book. I didn't plan to write the manual. God did that in year 2003 when I was going to Victory Bible Institute. You know, in Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria. And God said, you do School of Deliverance 101, I will give you, tell you the topics you teach, I will tell you in order you put them. So it's the basics, you know, like why deliverance, covenant of deliverance, call to deliverance, you know, can Christians have a demon, you know, the basic of the basics, then, you know, Christians have a demon, what it can be, how demons come in, how they come out, can they come back, how to keep your deliverance, amen? And then, you know, just what God doesn't deliver us from, that's very important, because deliverance zealots right away use deliverance for everything. Well, God will not deliver you from the cross. God will not deliver you from the flesh. You crucify the flesh. God will not deliver you from temptations. You resist the temptations of God. And God will not deliver you from persecutions and all kinds of things like that. So you need to know that. Then we have, how long does deliverance take? Extremely important topic. Then three parts, how to do deliverance, the basics, and lots of deliverance pointers. Then, you know, identifying curses, breaking curses. And next, how to release blessing after curses gone. After you deliver people, or release blessing upon them. Bless them, you know. And then, you know, weapons of our warfare, equip them. And one of them, binding and losing, I preach separately. So that's the 101. So if you go to JesusDeliverance.com, there, you know, bookstore, there is, you know, if you want to support us, you'll be prayed daily, you know, and specifically once a week concerning every aspect of your life. Why? Because you're blessing us, you know, and we go to the front, and Bible says those who go to the front and those who stay at the back support financially or pray at the same pay, so you get a pay for what we do in the front. Others, yeah, that's it.
Fantastic. And again, Friday also you do a special service?
Friday we have, you know, so we have so many 300, 400 relevant topics. Some of them I repeat. If I repeat something, it's a new twist, new dimension, never was before. Because after going for 22 years on the missions and doing those course of deliverance, after so many years, you click into a dimension of presenting the whole topic such way you never did before. 20 years before, you didn't do that like that. When we came back from Germany, on the second day, when first the Germans were saying, pastor came to me. I know Germans, you know, they are very exact people, disciplined. Their engineering is knowing of the Germans, you know, how exact they like to be. They said, this is so well structured. That's what they said, Brother Shannon. They so were struck that they were impressed the way we presented that school. And I'm going right now, week and a half, I'm going to be London, England, yeah. I'm going to over there. But, you know, 101, you can order 201. 301 already, I went to Nigeria right now, they already printed 301. So my Colin, my right hand, said, we should have 301. I said, that's your guys' fault, because you know I never have time for it, so we already that's on the desk. 301 finally.
Great.
But they already have it in Poland, they have it in Benin and Nigeria, they have already 301, but we don't have it here. They have it in French over there. In English. They print it in English too.
What's the highest level you've taught so far?
701 last year in Poland, and I refuse to come this year to Poland. I don't want to do 801. I don't want to do. They wanted me to come. I said, no, I'm taking a break. 701 I did. No, you don't need every level, but there are very interesting topics. For sure, you will meet this type of issue in deliverance if you are serious about deliverance. So, yes. Yeah, I have all those books. I'll put it together and make a copy of for you, Brother Shannon, and send it to you. You will see it.
Excellent.
101, 201, 2701.
Fantastic.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done. But I don't have to do that. They are diligent. You know, I guess my companions in Canada are not so, I guess.
Sure.
But those in Europe, guys, they are. The Germans already also presented 101. They already asked me to come and do 201 today. I send it to them. They're already preparing for the next year. That's how quick those Germans are.
That's great.
I am to go there. As I told you, they want me to go to Israel on Mount Olives. They have for many years intercession house.
Wow.
I said, me? To Israel, I said, wouldn't be something if there was School of Deliverance 101 in Israel, but never thought about myself. But here I get the invitation. Nobody did such a thing.
Brother, you got to do that one. That would be the greatest trip you've ever made.
They want to fly me straight from 201 from Berlin to Tel Aviv.
Oh my goodness, you got to do that. That would be fantastic.
Yeah. Gosh, pray for
me. Man,
that
would be great.
Yes. And guys, pray for me, because after I came back from Germany, I was so hit. Never in 40 years almost being in deliverance, I was so hit. I literally went through the valley. You know what the Bible says? Going through the valley of the shadow. You know what? I'm not kidding you. And I don't like self-pity, you know, but brother, I felt there was an assignment against me for the first time ever. I know the devil is always after me, but not so seriously as now since I came back from Germany. No way I thought I would be going to London. No way.
Wow.
Even before yesterday. Yesterday, the brothers at the mass prayer meeting prayed for me because I, was totally exhausted, could not sleep also. After coming back from Germany, so I asked for prayers.
Let's pray for you right now.
I have to go and finish the assignment in London. I have to do that.
Folks, come in agreement right now. Let's pray for Brother Joseph. Father,
yes,
Yehovah,
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we lift up to you, Brother Joseph. Brother Joseph, we just break off you in the name of Jesus, any backlash, retaliation, revenge, retribution, hindrance, or delay that has come against you. We cancel every attack of the enemy that's been sent against you in Jesus' name. We bind every demonic force sent against you.
Yes.
And we rebuke them and command them to loose you and the ministry and the family and go in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. We loose the judgments of God on every wicked, retaliatory spirit that has come against you. We break every curse off you and let it boomerang and hit the demons in Jesus' name. Father God, give him the greatest victory of his lifetime in these upcoming trips. And we thank you that you've opened up a door to go to your holy land. Bless him mightily. Restore him, God. Strengthen him. Surround him with a hedge of protection, wall fire from Zechariah 2 and 5, and large warrior angels with flaming swords. In Jesus' name, let every curse be reversed and hit the demons once again in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Anything, brother, that came back with you, we rebuke it and command it to loose and go in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that the Lord Jesus Christ has not planted in your body, be uprooted and come out and loose them in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to your body, be healed and made whole. God, give them a time of vacation as well. Bless them, God. In Jesus' name. You know, brother, when people were sent to Vietnam to fight the war, you couldn't fight continuously or just wear you out. So periodically they give them 30 days R&R. And many times they would fly them over to the Philippines for vacation, get them rested up, and then they would send them back to the battlefield. So, you know, you're due a little bit of R&R, maybe down in DR. Or Mexico.
I need vacation. I didn't have it for 5 years. That COVID, you know, 3 years of COVID and 2 years after that, the devil, you know, just, I tell you, you know, just blocked, you know, the source which was sending me, removing the person actually from life, you know, who was sending me,
There's a new YouTube channel that I've come across, and it's run by a guy who's active duty military with the IDF. He also knows a little thing about spiritual warfare. I was surprised. I heard him praying, and he was talking about the principalities involved over there in the war. And I'm thinking, who is this guy? And he's a Messianic Jewish believer, believes in Jesus. A little bit of spiritual warfare knowledge, which is pretty cool. And he'll show you many times himself sitting in one of his vehicles out in the field, in the war zone. Then the other day, he was over there near Eilat. I think it was Eilat or Herzegovina down there near the ocean, taking a little bit of R&R. So he went from the battlefield. Over there, he got a little bit of vacation. And he said, you know, we've been out there working hard for a while. We need a little bit of break, get healed up, get our, you know, get re-energized. Yeah. And then they sent him back to the field. So it's time for a little bit of vacay for you.
Yes, brother. That's very important, because when I said it was bad, it wasn't just bad, brother. It was very, very, very bad. I said I would not survive. That's how bad it was. I'm not kidding you.
Well, as they say, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger, and God's not done with you, my brother.
I could not sleep, and beside the other things, you know, pop up, and I couldn't believe it. I believe, no, this is not normal. This is, you know, and I'm not a guy who gives easily to self-pity and is paranoid about some assignments, but I just knew it was assignment. That it had to do with Germany.
Brother, that tells me you dropped a nuke right on ground zero of the enemy's camp.
That's right.
You know how much bondage was over there from World War II and Hitler and the Nazis and the Third Reich? All the murders that they did of the Jewish people? And they persecuted Christians too? And I'll tell you something. That's a major stronghold. There's one guy that said Berlin is one of three of the future capitals of the Antichrist. Now, I don't know if that's true or not.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But you know,
however, I believe, as the Lord like to rub the nose of the devil, he might choose Berlin also as a glory of God to come through the gate. Later on, I'm not surprised, could be one of the capitals.
Look at that demonic Ultra Pergamon over there.
Yes, that's Father God, Peter Bryce Casavaro conversation right now. That's what I'm planning next time if I go there.
You know
when
Father,
I go,
it's time more warfare is done against that. That's a definite demonic stronghold. I mean, who knows? That's probably as bad as Benin over there, Togo.
The cradle
of voodoo.
Yes, and Benin just doing the school messed up something in the spirit realm, and those Christians realized that. Therefore, after the first school 101, they asked me to come again. They said, Pastor Joseph, you have to come and do another school, you know, because they're planning to do a mandatory. Witchcraft is a mandatory subject in elementary high schools. So I went there third time right now, did 301. You know, they said, Pastor Joseph, they dropped the plans to do witchcraft as a mandatory subject. So the same is UK. I know I'm very small. That's not the point. The point is that the school something does something in a spirit realm.
Brother,
I like to be the hidden one, you know. When I go and do that and prepare a platform for, you know, for awakening to whatever of UK, because UK is in such a darkness, brother.
And that's the point here. For years,
yes.
I've heard that testimony about Europe and England. It's so spiritually dark. and you know what? Deliverance. Is the breakthrough that they've been waiting for over there.
Yes. Yes. Just one deliverance opens the skies, opens the heaven, and does something in a spirit realm. And
just
the enemy knows that. One small stone of David brought down Goliath.
Just like you've known and said for a few years now that Japan has the same problem. And look what God is doing. He sent you to Japan, you're going back to Japan, you're going into Europe, into England, into Berlin.
Yes.
And I think the crown jewel is when you go to Israel. Just wait and see, brother.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I was kind of shocked, you know. So you must be, you're kidding me. To Israel? Israel, the paths of darkness are so heavy in Israel. You heard about the Jerusalem syndrome, right?
No, sir.
Which means many people who go to Israel, suddenly they get a number of them ends up in mental hospitals because they get this, you know, they seems to be so spiritual and, you know, not watch out, and they get hit and they're running saying, I'm Jesus Christ, I'm the Messiah, I came to save you all.
Wow.
You go on Google, Jerusalem syndrome, you will see it.
Okay.
How many go lose their mind? I'm not kidding you.
Well, I tell you, this gets me excited because I know you got big, big victories coming, brother.
Gosh,
it probably feels like.
So remember me, guys, in prayer. Therefore,
absolutely.
Oh gosh,
you know, you're probably experiencing what Gideon felt like.
Yeah, you know, they ask. I didn't say to them yes yet. I said yes to 201. Yeah, I said it today, but today Israel didn't say yes. I would say probably yes. You know, because you know I know how heavy that whole thing is. Yeah,
you got to do it, brother. Who else is going to go for the Lord to Jerusalem?
Amen.
I don't know anybody in deliverance ministry.
Man,
that has any plans to go over there.
I'm not going there to see, you know, just the tourist sites. You know, I'm going to do really subversive work.
Exactly is my point. Folks, lift up,
the same Japan. Japan is untouched. I know there are here and there churches. I know, but that's nothing, you know. And once those samurais wake up,
Oh boy. If a person would like to give to support these mission trips you're doing, what's the best way they can do that?
Yeah, the best way, you go to our website, it says donate, and then you go to a PayPal in this donate, and the PayPal will tell you what credit card you want to use, and that's how simple. But this is the way. You go donate, from there you go, it says credit card or PayPal. Go to PayPal, because PayPal will choose a credit card or whatever you want, and that's the easiest. You know, and we receive everything. We see who gives, and we pray. Like We are faithful. It's been going for years. I have, not big, but, from United States, just there is a faithful bunch of people who bless us, small, but continually, and watching us. Like, we have already, lots of people are watching us already, yeah? And I would like the platform of video streaming to become bigger,
Absolutely.
I would like to flood the whole world with knowledge of deliverance, Praise God.
Brother, we love and appreciate you. Thank you for coming on. And
Amen.
Do we have you set up for a next date yet? Let me see.
Yeah, I will give you the...
Oh, yeah.
I already wrote it down. So if you put... Because I'm coming back about May... May... No, it's second. I'm April. I'll be back on May 13. So if you... So I said May 16...
Yes, sir.
And 30th. 16th and 30th.
They are yours.
And, we already gave an order to translate Manual 101 to Latino Spanish.
Great.
Yes. So I'm doing right now that. I didn't get assignment yet there, but besides that, Hank Gruber asked me if I would go to Guatemala and then asked me to send him the in word, the. 101 in Spanish, so I send it to him.
Brother Joseph, from the reports I've heard in Guatemala, they've got some demonic strongholds down there. They are ripe for deliverance. See if you can add that to your calendar too. That'd be great to go to Guatemala.
Pray for Brother Hank, because it is him who asked me to send him the PDF.
Yes.
101, so I did, and another brother here who is go to Spanish chat, but he's Canadian, asked me to start printing of the in Latino language, Latino Spanish, the Spanish Spanish Latino Spanish in Latino Spanish, I would like to educate San Salvador, because that president of San Salvador is so brave.
Oh, yes.
El
Salvador.
And they need... Yeah.
That's right.
Because he just locked up all this, 70,000 criminals.
There's like million MS-13 in jail.
This crime is to zero almost. They had no murder yet.
And I'll tell you, we better put Argentina on the list, too.
Yes, I'm praying for Argentina.
They've got a good...
I'm praying all the time for Bolsonaro, Brazil, also.
Well, of course, Bolsonaro... got ousted, and they put Lulu in over there.
Well, the Lulu is a communist.
Yes.
That wicked.
Yes, he is.
Judge of Supreme Court of Brazil let him go out of prison, which he didn't finish.
Yes.
And they let him be removed everything. He's so wicked.
He needs to go back to jail. Also, Colombia has a former guerrilla in there as president. He's fascist communist. M19.
Yes.
It's under FARC. He's over there.
Also, I'm praying against Venezuela to bring it down, and also Cuba. It's time for Cuba to be open,
Oh, wow.
Instead of people free. So I'm praying for Cuba. I'm praying for Brazil. I'm praying, I'm praying for this Latino,
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine School of Deliverance in Cuba?
Yeah.
Whoa, that'd be wild.
I would love to go there. I would love to go there.
Wow, yes, sir. Folks, you can help send Brother Joseph to these places. Go to JesusDelivers.com. You can give to support the ministry there. You can order the School of Deliverance 101, get started. We will see you soon, my brother. Have a great week. We love you.
Yeah. Amen. Bless you all.
You want to close us in prayer? Go ahead.
Yes, Father God, just thank you in Jesus' name for this blessing, freedom that I can... Preach the word of truth, Lord God, word of deliverance, speech, warfare, Lord God, in Jesus' name. To do lots of battles, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Bless everybody, Lord God. I bless them. I pray for angels, Zechariah 2:5, be around them, their family, loved ones, in Jesus' name, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, anointing, Lord God, and a grace, Father God, steer them up to the battle, Lord God. Give them the holy aggression. Father God, to destroy the works of the devil, Lord, on the left and right, and tell others to put them on the fire, I pray, those who you have, God, you make your angel spirits and your ministers friend of fire. Put them on fire of the Holy Spirit so they can put on fire others. And you build your army, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Love you, brother. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
Okay. Lord bless you all.
Folks, another powerful broadcast night tonight. If you're just coming in late, we had Brother Gary Stafford on tonight with a special guest. We had Speak My Word. We had Brian Melvin. And that was Joseph Jasinski, one of the most knowledgeable men on the planet on deliverance. Special guest tonight was Pat Barrett in the 7 o'clock hour. Okay. I've got all the shows that we've done through yesterday uploaded for you. Got you five new releases from the vault. And I'll get these four shows loaded here tonight and then probably get you some more vault releases. I'm trying to fast track these for you. Go and get them all. They're free. OmegaMan.podbean.com. These programs have been brought courtesy of listeners like you who have fueled this program. If you'd like to support this work of Omega Man Radio, soon to be in its 14th season, June we make 14 years on the air. We're about 110 episodes odd or so out from the new milestone, 11,000, by the grace of God. Those of you who have helped us over the years, we partner together to get that far. Working for Jesus. Jesus has helped us. And I give him all the praise, honor, and glory. And then, secondly, thank you for helping where you could. If you want to join us in this mission to keep the sword on the airwaves, striking the host of hell with the truth and knowledge of deliverance, go over to my website, OmegaManRadio.com. No donation is too small. No gift. Go to OmegaManRadio.com. Now you can give via PayPal, Zelle, GoFundMe, Cash App, Venmo, Apple Pay, Strike App, mailing address. We've got crypto. We probably got other ways up there too. Go to my website, OmegaManRadio.com. There you can give. There you can get access to the 11 magazines that we've done. Also there you can get links to go to the archives and download these shows. We've got, again, a huge, massive vault of great audios that will soon be available, in addition to what we've already uploaded and are continuing to upload every week. So the content's here if you want it. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you for the speakers that came on tonight and all those that listened in. We plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast. We thank you for the open doors that you're doing, God, for Promised Land Ministries. Continue to give them these divine appointments. Give them everything they need to get over to these countries, God, and do the work you've called them to do. Bless everyone who has given to support Omega Man Radio, God. Bless them now and in your kingdom come. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen. Friends, love you. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you back tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern. We've got about 6 hours of broadcast to do tomorrow. And then we're, in addition to the Demon Hotline, which will be 8 to 10 Eastern. If you need deliverance, call tomorrow. We'll be on with Pastor Lou Young, 8 to 10, taking calls. And then we'll be back on Saturday night for Saturday Night Deliverance, 8 to 10. We're live Monday through Saturday. I take one day off Sunday. And then we're back again on Mondays. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in.